Unit 5, page 178. Reading. Saying it with music.
Everyone is talking about peace, but no one is talking about justice. These are words from a very popular song written a few years ago in Israel. The song describes the difficulties of reconciliation and ensuring justice for everyone involved in a conflict while fingers are on the trigger. A funk band called Snakefish, Dag Nahash, also comments on the situation in Israel and was even sent to perform in the USA by the Israeli Foreign Ministry, despite its harsh criticism of the Israeli scene. Music and politics have long been connected, one influencing the other in many ways. Musicians and songwriters often use their talents to serve social causes, express political opinions, and talk about people's problems. Many musicians around the world have made their views clear. Some of them use their songs to try to express social protests, while others go even further by trying to change their government. In America, songs were used to lead social change in the late 1950s and early 1960s. One such song was the well-known "We Shall Overcome." It was just one of many songs written during the years in which people were fighting for the civil rights of African Americans. People sang the song on their protest marches. The 1960s also saw the invention of the phrase protest song, during the time when artists wanted to protest against the Vietnam War, in which so many Americans lost their lives. In the 21st century, music is still used as a means of social protest and an attempt to trigger political change. For example, rock star Bruce Springsteen rocked his fans and at the same time tried to rock their vote. After years of writing about American dreams and working class heroes, Springsteen took a stand to support one presidential candidate. He headed a group of musicians which called themselves the Vote for Change. Do these artists actually influence the people who come to listen to their music? The answer is not clear. No one knows whether concerts like these actually affect how people vote. Many people say that they come to hear the artists and do not really care about their political views, so we cannot really be sure whether or not they are listening to the message the artist wishes to send.